All lies. Welcome to our brand new series, Lady on Trial, from BBC Radio 4, with me, Lucy Worsley. This is where courtroom drama meets history, with a twist. Dear listeners, the court is in session. Who's in the dock? It's women. Over three centuries, we're meeting women who find themselves in court, charged with everything from murder, theft, and protest, to the shocking offence of not knowing their place. Are they guilty as charged? Or is their true crime simply being female? The cases you'll hear include bigamy, an argument about which parent gets the kids. We have a conspiracy to commit arson, and even a defence that invokes immaculate conception.
Every time I'm nice to him, he behaves like an animal.
We have receiving stolen goods. We have a woman who's on the run because her husband wants to commit her to a lunatic asylum. And we have a murder on the dance floor.
Ballroom horror! Exclusive story of sensational tragedy!
I did it! Take me away! He only got what he deserved!
We've got a story from World War II that I'm pretty sure you won't have heard of. It's the first female conscientious objector who gets sent to prison.
I entirely disbelieve in war as a method for settling disputes and believe war to be futile.
We're reopening the case files, and we've got a brilliant team of legal minds to help us. They include Baroness Hale, former president of the UK's Supreme Court.
She did exemplify the cruelty of the law. And she was a remarkable woman. And the tragedy of her story means, of course, she has to be remembered today.
Aisha Vardag, known as the Queen of the Divorce Lawyers.
It's always better for everyone if it can be resolved without going to court. There's no doubt about that. People's stories are what makes this field of law so compelling.
And Jennifer Robinson, international human rights lawyer, best known for defending Julian Assange and Amber Heard.
I was once described in a headline about being a hard-nosed lawyer. Because I do and say the same things as my male colleagues, but because I'm a woman, I need an extra adjective.
And alongside them, expert historians combing through old newspapers, court transcripts and forgotten archives, piecing together the stories behind the headlines. So here I am looking at a print of, it's described in the caption as the most notorious outfit of the age. And she's, I can see nipples, Catherine. This is making me think of the Elizabeth Hurley safety pin dress.
I completely agree. I looked at that and I thought, that dress.
How we understand women in the past is so often framed by the sorts of social conventions they were expected to live up to.
Doesn't mean they did it, though.
Exactly. And this is the thing.
Lots of these stories from the past have curiously modern echoes. Like the way the Georgian bigamist Elizabeth Chudley finds her celebrity running out of control in really damaging ways. Or how, in the 19th century, Caroline Norton gets cancelled despite winning her case. And how the suffragettes remain relevant today when we're talking about the right to protest. As I open up the courtrooms of the past, I can't help wondering about our own modern courtrooms. Are we any closer to true equality under the law? As with lady killers and lady swindlers, we like to ask, has so very much changed for women today? Members of the jury, what still needs to be done? What's your verdict? Join me for Lady on Trial, where history takes the stand. Reputations hang in the balance, and the past is always ready for appeal. It's coming soon. Listen first on BBC Sounds and every week on BBC Radio 4.